Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Let's get to know you, Friday. Eddie, you're up first.
Okay.
If you got arrested, what would it most likely be for?
Ooh. Probably urinating in public. I've done that like so many times, and I've always thought like, man, I could have gone to jail for this.
Will they actually arrest you for urinating in public? Or they
usually they just give you a ticket.
That counts in this, by the
way. Okay, all right.
That counts.
But that's just the first thing that came to my mind.
You just a big pee in public guy?
I've done it a lot. Not in the last like 5 years, but before, I used to do it all the time.
Lunchbox, if you got arrested, what would it most likely be for?
Ooh, that's a good question. Ah, man. Dine and dash.
Good. Something you've done a lot in your life.
Yeah.
But not in the last 5 years, right?
Not in the last 5 years.
Okay.
We have to say that
for
everyone.
I was scared to ask him if, because, well, actually.
No, I used to do it all the time. Like in high school, we would play, and like we'd go to Luby's cafeteria, and you go through the line, and you get all the food, and you pay once you, after you eat, you bring them a receipt. Just walk right out the exit, man. Like, why would you?
Man, why would you even pay? Why would you even worry about the integrity, just walk out. It'd be that.
Yeah, and there's another thing that you guys think, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, me either. I'm not going to say anything for those three letters.
What?
IRS. What?
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't get it.
That's probably realistic.
Taxes, IRS.
Oh, IRS. Gotcha. Yes.
I'm IBS. He's IRS.
Yes.
Amy, if you got arrested, what would it most likely be for?
Shoplifting at the grocery store.
What?
Accidentally?
Accidentally, no. Because a lot of times I'm going in for one or two things, so I don't get a basket or a cart, and I just conveniently put things in my purse.
Unbelievable.
Why would you do that?
Because it's a way to carry it all. You know, without, I'm just like, oh, okay, well, now I'm running out of room in my arm, so just throw something in my
bag.
The
cart.
Yeah, the cart.
I know.
A basket.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Basket, not bag, yeah.
I know. And then you go to the checkout, and you start just unloading things from your purse, and hopefully you get it all, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I just would feel like I might forget.
Yeah,
I might steal.
That's the thing.
If I get arrested for something, what would it most likely be for? You know, I have my answer, and I'm actually going to write it down here. But I wonder what you would say about me.
Okay, I have mine.
What do you think it would be?
Driving too slow.
Ooh, I was going to say that, but you can't get arrested for that.
You guys can both shut your mouths this early.
Because you do. You drive slow.
No, I drive.
It's reckless driving.
No, it's not reckless driving.
Yeah, it is.
I don't drive too slow. I drive the speed limit. There's a part of the little town here on the highway where the speed limit's 55 on the interstate.
And I caught you going 45.
No,
that's
no.
Too slow.
It seems like 45 because 55 is way too slow.
Nobody's
going like
55.
Around me. I know.
Nobody.
But I do because I got a ticket once doing 65 where it should be 75. So I stay. It's 55. I don't go over 55 there. So you're both wrong. I don't like that. And I'm in a bad mood now.
Okay. What would Bobby get arrested for?
What would I get arrested for?
That's good.
Ah, got it.
Say it.
Harassment.
Of?
People online, because you get in these little fights on Twitter and Instagram, and maybe you say, you know what? Watch your back, punk.
Oh, I've never threatened anybody.
Or you keep DMing them, or you get in a fight, and they're like, I'm going to say he's harassing me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say harassment.
I get that. But then
here's the thing about calling out the devil. He might answer. So when people come and they're like, I want to start something with you, I'm like, don't do it. And my grandma said, problem with calling out the devil is he might actually show up or he might answer. And sometimes I'm the devil and I will come and I will destroy you. I like that, though. Dang. What are you in for? I beat up an 11-year-old online. I troll.
Hey, I got one.
What?
Trespassing.
On? What?
You're going to forget your glasses one day and you're going to be walking in the wrong house.
I'm not Mr. Magoo.
That's so stupid. Yeah.
You know Mr. Magoo couldn't see and he's like, ah.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a cartoon.
I'm not Mr. Magoo. I was going to say theft of an animal. Huh? Like if I saw a dog that I felt like was like chained to a tree or not being treated right, I would steal the dog and take it.
Oh, yours is a huge hero.
You're a hero.
Well, hey, I am what I am.
Get out of here.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Hey, I am what I am. All right, thank you, guys. Let's get started with Friday's show. This is your extension to us. It's the mailbag, and you can email us anytime. Morgan, if they want to email the show, what's that address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, let's get the mail.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. In an attempt to save money, my wife and I have been cooking more meals at home. My wife has been learning by watching videos on YouTube. She's been really into it. We've been saving money. It's great. Here's the problem. Her cooking's terrible. She thinks it tastes great, though. I just don't like any of the food she's making, and I also don't have the heart to tell her that she's not good at making it. I'll still eat it. And yeah, saving money's been great. But just so you know, I end up making a sandwich after dinner so I can just have something decent in my stomach, which also costs money. So we're not saving as much money as we thought. How do I tell my wife her cooking is terrible? Should I just suggest we go back to eating out and forgetting about saving the money? Signed, husband of a bad chef. Amy?
Man, get yourself some kids because they'll tell you real quick. My kids are super
honest.
That's
her plan. Have some kids. Wait about 5 years so we can...
I cook and my kids tell me straight to my face, oh, this is horrible. But they have a very particular taste. I don't think I'm that bad of a cook, but I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt to just be honest with her in a loving, kind way.
Yeah, I would say first, you can cook a little more, bruh.
Good idea.
So if you're trying to save money and that's a priority, well, get your butt in the kitchen. You cook a little bit too, and you can't complain about the food that you cook because you just cooked it. So that's number one. Number two is, what you do is you make it more about the food that she's cooking than how she's cooking the food. And there is a difference. I hate peppers. I hate onions. I hate peanut butter. I hate all that stuff. And if my wife cooked that in even the best way, because my wife somehow is a great cook, even if she made that in the most perfect way, I would still hate it. So I'd be like, you know, I hate peanut butter and onions and peppers. So I don't want to just try something else. Get her to things that are simpler that she can't mess up. So if you just like chicken, grilled chicken. How hard is it to grill some chicken? Grill some chicken, get some, I don't know, put some mustard on it, put some A1 sauce on it, whatever. Get some vegetables. Make sure that she's doing things that are hard to mess up because she'll actually get better while she's just doing that. She'll grow accustomed to cooking meats a certain way, experimenting with spices a little bit. But you got to baseline her again because if you're on YouTube watching videos, people aren't getting a bunch of streams on a YouTube video if it's just them cooking chicken. They don't get a lot of streams. So they're doing like crazier stuff and she's trying that and it sucks. So the two things that you can do to make this easier on you and her, number one, you cook more, whiny baby. Two, ask her to cook things that are simpler because it's about the food she's cooking, not how she's cooking it. And she will get better through time. There's your answer. Don't have kids because of that. That's a long wait, buddy. That's a long wait. But also, you don't have to be honest about it either. There are some things, if you're honest about it, there's nothing but hurt that comes from it and nothing gained. She's liable to go, I don't want to cook anymore then. You don't like it? Great. You cook more. Well, you were going to do that anyway, per my advice. You can do that now without her getting upset at you and it affecting other parts of your life. And she'll still cook. Just be like, hey, you know what I really like to have? I like to really get back to the basics. I like to just do some grilled chicken and some corn. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Solved. The end. The mail is now gone. Close it up, Ray.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
All right, about to talk to Jordan Davis. His current song, Next Thing You Know, sounds a little bit like this right here.
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just
he's got 5 number one songs. He's got Singles You Up, which is a jam. He's got Take It From Me,
take
which
it from
is a
me.
Jam.
If you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite,
and then Slow Dance in a Parking Lot and Buy Dirt and What My World Spins Around and all that. And he's on right now. Let's talk to this guy, Jordan Davis.
go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jordan Davis.
We had Jordan on for a second yesterday because he was nominated for an ACM, which best male artist of the year. Let's clap our hands for ACM nominated Jordan Davis. Let's go there first, Jordan. What were you doing, and were you up listening for the sole reason of that you possibly could be nominated?
Yes, I was. I was in my kitchen. We had it like going through the house speakers. I was actually about to get mad because my kids were screaming and dogs were barking, but my wife has the video, and I was definitely listening.
Did you think you had a shot to be nominated?
No. You saw the nominees for that category. I mean, even looking at it still, Combs, Wallen, Stapleton, I mean, Kane, I mean, you think Dirks, TR, like, I truly didn't think that I was going to be in that category.
Boy, risky to be, I'd have felt like, I ain't even going to listen, because they're not going to nominate me anyway, and music sucks. I'd have totally gone full negative, and then if it had been a surprise, and I would have been nominated, I'd be like, oh, this is great. Jordan's a positive guy, just generally, and good for him for being like, oh, let me listen just in case, because I'd have been like, ACMs, what is that? I don't even know what that is until it happened. I'd have been like, yes, that way I'd avoid a disappointment.
Yeah.
You know? So good for you, buddy.
I actually put my phone on airplane mode too, because I was getting some texts from people about Entertainer that was like, so I was getting texts in front of the show, and I was like, all right, I can't. If this does happen, I don't want to get it in a text before you announced it.
Got it.
So
on with us. It's a very special time. First ever, Jordan Davis, ACM nominated, best male artist. You know, what do we say except you're killing it, my friend? But here's what I want to say that's not great, and I wanted to wait till we were talking live on the air.
Uh-oh.
I know. I'm a little irritated with him. I can't say the name of his tour. I can't say the name of your tour.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Does it have the F word in it?
No, D word.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. F word. Wow. Stop.
Amy, that's exactly what my mom said. She was like, why do you have to put the D word in the name of the tour?
So, Amy, would you know the name of the tour?
I think it's like, I don't remember, Damn Good Time or something like that.
Yeah, it's what it's called. Say it again.
Damn Good Time.
Yeah, that's the tour. Yeah. The Dang Good Time tour is what I have to call it. Now I feel like a loser.
Or did you mean like, you know, a dam that holds up water?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I spell it that way. Spell it D-A-M.
Yeah, no, it's not, though.
No, it's not, though.
So, okay, Andrew Dice Clay. Okay, Chris Rock, with your dirty language here.
Yeah.
Why, you put a bad word on the tour. Go ahead, tell me about that. Why?
Because I want this tour to be a D-word good time.
He doesn't want to say
I mean,
it,
you can say it. D-word sounds like another word, though. But okay, yeah. So you want it to be a really good time. Why not go really good time tour?
Because I have one of the songs that I put out is called Damn Good Time.
Well, now you can't even say
that song either. So here we are.
Yeah. So, Bobby, thanks for listening to the record.
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. About that song I skipped because I won't listen to that over and over. I won't listen to that filth.
That.
Yeah. Look, tickets are on sale today. All that being said, you're playing some really big, like, cool venues this tour, and your headlining tour. Like, that one, congrats again on that, because that's awesome. But two, you a little nervous about this?
Oh, dude. You know, I'm super nervous. Because, like, in these rooms, we're playing some cities that I can still remember going and loading into a 500-person bar. And that was in 2018, to where now we're going into Green Bay and trying to play the arena. So it's kind of crazy, you know, like those shows are still fresh in my mind. And to think that, like, we're going to multiply that crowd by 30 is kind of scary.
Not 30 people, but like times 30.
Times
30. It starts August 31st. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. local time, wherever you are. Atlanta, Nashville, Columbus, Green Bay, Des Moines, Kansas City. I could keep going, but Omaha, Oklahoma City. I keep going, but I still will. St. Louis, Philadelphia. I keep going, I still will. Bakersfield, Las Vegas. A lot of cities. And who's on with you as your support, your openers?
Well, it's kind of spread out between, I think, six or seven acts. But Danielle Bradbury, Cameron Marlowe, Gabby Barrett's with us in Nashville, Flatland Cavalry, Jameson Rogers, Georgia Webster. I think I've maybe got to everybody, or maybe I haven't. If I forgot one, We're kind of jumping around.
Yeah, Connor Smith. Here's a tough question. Mike Ryan.
Mike Ryan.
Yeah. Graylin James.
Oh, he forgot some.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know, he's too worried about saying bad words. You know, maybe.
I don't know.
And most
if
people,
I didn't have such a bad mouth, I would remember
stuff. Potty Mouth Davis. Yep.
Yeah.
Today, 10 a.m., you guys get tickets to this. It's awesome. I don't know. I thought of some family-friendly tour names in case he wanted to change the last minute of this conversation. Okay?
Okay.
Come on, what you got?
I have a top here. The Darn Good Time Tour.
Nice.
Seems easy.
Right.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. The Doggone Good Time Tour.
Doggone.
The Doggone. That's what I should have named
mm-hmm.
it.
The Reasonable Amount of Fun Tour. Good. Okay. The Decent Decibel Tour. Like, not too loud, but still the good decibel. Okay. No. How about, and I obviously I can't be at these shows, but I was just thinking as the name of the tour, big banner, big, it would be called Bobby Bones Presents Jordan Davis.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Everywhere.
Now that.
That's it.
That's happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bobby look, Bones presents the Dadgum Good Time Tour.
Yes. And I'll never even be there, so I'm really not presenting it. Yeah. Jordan, congratulations, man. All kidding aside, it is really cool to see you be nominated to do such a massive tour. And yes, I have listened to your record many, many times. Bluebird Days is a great, great album. And I don't even like albums. I get bored with albums in general. But it's like style, like this, sonically, like I love this record because it just feels a little more like a guy that's singing, like emotional, like the guitars, the acousticness. Like that's what I like. And I think you did that really well on this record.
I appreciate that, Bobby. It means a lot, buddy. Thank you.
It does mean a lot. And Bobby Bones presents Jordan Davis. Jordan, congratulations. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. local time today. Everybody go and watch Jordan. And by the way, this song that you have now, Next Thing You Know, because he played it in here, right? Or did he sing part? Because I know Next Thing You Know like crazy. Is it because I listened to the record? Or is it?
No, I did. I played it for St. Jude's.
That's what it is. Next thing you know. Yeah, got it. I love this song. And it's actually, I think, pacing better than almost any song you've ever had.
It is. It's pretty crazy how this one's latched on. But
sounds I've like loved a baby breastfeeding. That's what I felt there when he said latched on. Yeah, it felt like a baby breastfeeding. His song, Next Thing You Know, is a baby. And we are the boob.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Legit.
All right, Jordan. Hey, man, congratulations. I'll talk to you soon. And we'll see you at the ACMs, at least by the ACMs.
You are the best. Thank y'all for letting me call in.
All right, buddy. Jordan Davis, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I love a good story about a cat. And this one is about Libby. She's a 19-year-old cat that calls the Asheville Free Library her home. She's lived there forever.
So she lives at the library. Yeah,
yeah, people that work at the library, people that visit the library, they all take care of her. Well, she's 19. So some...
That's crazy, a 19-year-old cat.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I think she can vote. The kid...
Yeah, drive, everything.
Golly, go ahead.
Some vet bills have started to pile up. I mean, you're talking the library. It's not like they have a lot of extra free or extra funds around to pay for things. So they decided to do a crowdfund. And people that come to the library, they all donated to it. And they were able to pay all the medical bills and then some. They raised triple what they were trying to raise. And so now they've got a stockpile because you know Libby's probably going to have to go back.
She's going to need some more. She's 19.
She's going to need some more. And so it's just a story of people coming together for whatever it is. And in this case, it happens to be a cat.
I would give money to that. Sometimes I think, would I give money to this? Would I give money to that? If I saw there was a cat mm-hmm. that did not have the money for medical care... And it needed help. I'd be like, yeah, here's some.
Even if it's 19 years old, like
especially that's not because same it's 19
towards the end of the.
But
life.
I guess it depends what it is. But I'm not asking any questions. If it's like, hey, we have this cat. First of all, prove it. Let me see that cat. Newspaper next to the cat, knowing that today's the day. You're not taking money from me. But secondly, I think I would jump in and help that cat.
That's cool.
It's cool that that town, that community did that. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. It's easy trivia. Eddie is our champion again. Eddie, let's go.
Hey, come on.
You've won two in a row. Can you get three?
I think I can.
The first category is sports. Simone Biles is an athlete known for what sport, Eddie?
Gymnastics.
Correct. Again, it's very easy. Michael Phelps is known for what sport, Morgan?
Swimming.
Correct. Amy, Babe Ruth is known for what sport?
Baseball.
Good. Abby, who is in for Lunchbox? Lunchbox is not allowed to play this season. Abby, Patrick Mahomes is an athlete known for which sport?
Football.
Correct. That's the game. As long as you get it right, you stay in the game. It's easy trivia. But if you miss it, you hear this right here.
You've been boned.
You don't want to be boned. Can I hear an amen from that, Eddie?
Amen.
Thank you. I don't want to ask.
I just want to go, dude.
Fill in the blank. Here we go. This means something easily done. It's called a piece of blank.
Ooh, cake.
Correct. Meaning something costs too much money, Morgan. It costs an arm and a blank.
Leg.
Good. Amy, to try to become friends with someone, you need to break the blank.
Ice.
Good job. Abby, meaning to be very calm and relaxed, we'd say cool as a blank.
Cucumber.
Correct.
Wow.
Good job, everybody. Round three. Disney trivia. Eddie, we start with you again, the champ.
Yes.
Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Correct. How does the prince, Morgan, wake up Sleeping Beauty?
He has to kiss her.
Correct. Amy, which princess is based on a real-life historical Native American?
Pocahontas.
Correct. Hakuna Matata is from what movie, Abby?
Ooh, The Lion King.
Correct. We'll go a little faster now. The category is measurements. Mm. Eddie, how many inches are in a foot?
12.
Correct. Morgan, how many ounces are in a cup?
Oh.
Every time we ask this, somebody misses that.
I know.
At some point, you're going to have to learn the answer to this one because we're going to keep asking it every four rounds.
In a cup. Like, yeah,
how many ounces are in a cup?
I don't want to say it. You're looking at me. 6 ounces.
Oh.
You've been booed.
What is it?
The answer is
eight.
Oh.
I know that now. I've missed it three times. But I know it now.
Morgan has been eliminated. Amy, how many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Correct. Abby, how many feet in a yard?
36.
You've been
what? No, a yard. Like
how many feet are in a yard? 36 inches.
Oh, my God.
That's a long yard, Abby.
Gosh, dang it.
What football team are you watching?
So
oh, Lunchbox is walking around.
I knew it.
She said, wait, let her finish
She's
the game.
Still playing the
game's
game.
Not over.
She's playing. She's
he marches
terrible.
Back in the room.
Get out.
Get out of here.
Sorry, I just went my 1 yard, 36 feet.
No answer the phones.
That's true. He is in there covering the phones. Okay, Lunchbox, go.
Can I tell you something?
No, you're not in the game.
I'm going to tell you about what she does. She busies the phones, acts like she just blocks all the lines so she doesn't have to answer phones. That's
well, she's in here playing.
Job.
She can't even get to a phone.
Yeah, what?
Wow. Must be a hard job.
Do you want to let him ring? Okay.
Bye.
And now Lunchbox is leaving the room again.
Okay.
The category is math.
Oh, no. Come on, Bones.
Eddie, in math, what do you call 3.14?
Oh, that's pi.
Correct. Come Amy, on. What is a 90-degree angle called? A blank angle.
Yeah, a 90-degree angle is a right angle.
Correct. Eddie, in math, what does the Roman numeral X mean?
10.
Correct. Amy, what's the perimeter of a circle called?
The radius. Shoot! No, what?
Oh, no. Oh,
what?
No.
You've been what is
oh,
it?
No.
What?
Oh, no.
Why?
What? Diameter?
What? The circumference?
Circumference?
Ah! Golly! Why? I should have just been a little more patient with myself, and that would have come to me.
Uh-huh.
Circumference.
The circumference. Eddie, you're dominating this round.
Wow.
Dang.
I mean,
one more category, Eddie, just for fun.
Come on.
South Park takes place in what state?
South Park, Missouri.
Colorado.
Dang,
the gold. That would have been yours too, Eddie.
Okay.
The Golden Girls take place in what state?
That's Colorado.
Florida. You lost that one too.
Oh my gosh.
What state does Cheers take place?
That's Boston. I mean, Massachusetts.
That'd have been Massachusetts. You missed that one too because you answered Boston. And what state does Yellowstone take place in?
Yeah, Wyoming.
Montana. Yeah! You went 0 for 4.
Hey, I got them all wrong on purpose.
Dang, I would have won.
Eddie is our winner. Nice job. Eddie has 3 wins on the season.
Man, I'm feeling good.
Amy has 1, Abby 0, Morgan 0.
Oh, come on, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Here's Kristen from Kansas.
I have a morning corny for Amy. What's a pizza's favorite sauce? Marinara.
What?
Marinara?
It's a record scratch sound.
Marinara. Oh.
What's a pizza's favorite sauce? But why would you? What's DJ Pizza's favorite sauce?
There we go.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, something with the DJ because it's record scratch.
Yeah, what's DJ Pizza's favorite sauce?
That's pretty funny.
That's probably how I would improve that joke a little bit. Hey, we got there.
Okay.
This is Kalina from Iowa.
I just listened to the Bobby Cast and heard the Gary Muledeer episode. That was fantastic. I remember I first heard Gary Muledeer on the Merv Griffin Show way back in the day. Anyway, a great episode. I enjoyed listening to this today. Anyway, that's it, guys. Wonderful show. I love y'all. It's a great show to listen to. Wonderful way to start my day. Have a fantastic day and share a smile.
Aww. I think I will. Here, Lunchbox.
Smile. Oh, he's smiling at you.
That smile with
that's
you.
Weird. Smile back.
Share one with me.
Her call made me smile.
You won't do it.
Gary Muledeer, he's 83 years old, and he's been a comedian. He's one of the newest members of the Grand Ole Opry, but such a legacy, such a career from David Letterman to Andy Kaufman to being a roommate with Steve Martin. But he came over to the house. We talked about it for an hour in the Opry. Check it out on the Bobby Cast. Gary Muledeer, that's his name. You know why they call him that? Because when he was young on the bus, he could spot mule deer with a spotlight.
Really?
Yeah. Gary Muledeer.
That's funny.
That's it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a new study shows that a lot of us adults, we miss stuff about our childhood, like getting pocket money, playing in the park, watching TV as soon as we get home from school, and waking up feeling excited.
I think everyone has a romantic idea of what it was like being a kid. In a lot of ways.
It was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel the same. There were some cool parts of it, but I don't think my childhood was awesome.
Yeah, yours is a little different.
You had to grow up a lot faster than this.
I had to go to the sawmill and work for 8 hours a day, then go to school, then come home and work on retirement, 401k. And I was 8.
Oh, man.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I think we just have, it doesn't matter. Even like old, like people will be like, you know, I'm single, but my main relationship was this one, and I really thought it could work out. And we just tend as humans to romanticize things that didn't have a clear ending. And our childhood, although it ended, it didn't have a clear ending. So we just think about, wow, look at all the amazing things. Not forgetting, like, how all of us used to get beat up and put in lockers and get our heads stuck in the toilet and get made fun of for wearing the same clothes twice in a row to school 2 days.
All of us?
Yeah,
I don't know. No.
Oh, that's just me?
Me.
Experts do suggest finding a childhood activity that you really like and try to start implementing it into your adult life. Like, I go
Hungry hippos today at 5 o'clock in my house, guys.
Yeah. Red Rover after that.
Oh, we would rip some shoulders out.
Yeah, that would be bad. I ride my bike with my son, and it is pretty fun and freeing. Like, I just, like, kick my legs in the air and go downhill kind of fast, and it feels fun.
Yeah, there's an injury coming on that one, too.
For sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Taylor Swift went out earlier this week, and, you know, she's single now, so she's getting a lot of attention. She was out in New York with some friends, and she had on these butterfly patch cropped jeans. So her fans started going crazy, Googling them, trying to figure out what they were, where they were. And they're actually buying these pants, and they're $673, which is crazy. But fans are also saying the butterfly is probably a symbol for rebirth and starting over.
Or just a pair of pants she liked.
Probably that.
And they are selling out. So I guess if you're interested, good luck.
$700 for a pair of pants. Yeah. That is crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, yesterday, Bobby had a story about a mom that got a call that her daughter had been abducted, but it was AI. It was fake. It wasn't really her daughter. And it was pretty scary. So it was a warning. But on a good side of AI things, if you have a lot of recordings of a loved one and audio, then you can actually have someone live on in your life through the AI. And they think by the end of this year, they'll be able to put together something
They're not living on, though, Amy.
They're living on through the compute, through the programming.
They're not living on.
Air quote.
You're creating fake conversations with them.
Tech guru claims you could upload dead loved ones to your computer by the end of the year so they can live on.
They ain't living on.
No, they're gone.
They're out of here, and it sucks. And hopefully, yeah, that's going to make people weird.
Did you, like, I've kept voicemails from my mom and my dad. Do you have stuff from your mom?
I did, but then it just disappeared one day from my phone. I never saved it. I just kept it in there because I was never going to delete it. And then I switched phones, and it made the switch over, and all of a sudden it was gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, no. The answer is no. I don't anymore. But that's okay. Because what was I going to do anyway?
Well,
I can make her live on, I guess.
Yeah, you can make her live on. Speaking of something sort of similar, Kenny Rogers has an album coming out in June. He he's living on.
He's the new Tupac. Yes. Somehow, music's still flying out from Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, his widow executive.
But it's not AI, by the way. It's not AI.
Those
Kenny.
Are recordings.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not AI Kenny with a new one with Morgan Wallen. It's old Kenny Rogers that they recorded. Yeah.
Yes, and his wife widow is executive produced the project and is putting it out. So that's something cool to look forward to this summer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
All of us here at the Bobby Bones Show, we're all big fans of the Umur Leopard. But the only problem is there's
the what?
A Umur Leopard.
I don't know what that is.
Why are we all fans of the Umur Leopard? I don't know what that is.
Why
would you
for
say
us?
It like that?
Umur Leopard. That's what it's called.
I love animals. I love a leopard, but.
Are we like, did he sign us up for something?
Yeah, what's it? What am I going to get charged for?
No, you're not going to get charged, but there's only 300 left in the world, so we're all real sad around here. Like, man.
We are? We're sad? I don't even know.
Now I am, I guess.
Yeah, because it's like, it's going to become extinct. They're very critically endangered is what they called it. But the San Diego Zoo is proud to announce 2 more Umur leopard cubs have been born. They do a mating process, and this is the third litter of leopards. And they had 2 cubs. And I'm going to tell you what. The dad, he's the father of all the litters.
That's what's up.
Different moms. Good job,
well,
Oscar.
He's trying to keep the species alive.
Yeah, but Oscar's the male, man. He's out there producing cubs. So we got 2 more. So now we're up to 302 in the world.
What do you say it's called? A mating
Everything
process?
Everything about this is weird. From how he started it, speaking for us at a press conference.
So now we are excited because there's more cubs and we can go visit them at the San Diego Zoo.
And he's idolizing Oscar the leopard. For like keeping him
and
alive.
And he's not even saying the name of it right. I just looked it up. It's an Amur. Amur.
Oh, because we want Amur of them.
Or we love them.
Yeah.
I'm happy that there are more cubs. Amur. I don't want to see animals extinct. It's just, we took the focus off the story when you were like,
our heart is Amur full.
Okay. And then that's when you good. Start, like, being dirty about an animal.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
Oscar, so, man, you know how it is. I gave him dabs, you know what I mean?
I'm saying he's the proud papa, all these cubs that are being born. That's the third litter he's produced.
But wait, you said were like, he's the only daddy to all the mamas.
Yeah, all these different mamas.
Different mom, same dad.
He got a different spot for every mom, you know what I mean? Okay. Great story. Love the
and
fact.
And you know what they need to do? Need to do this Amur and Amur and Amur and Amur.
You didn't even know it was Amur.
I know, but now we do. But we're all big
fans. What'd you say originally?
A Umur.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.